The parasha begins this week. Vayika Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kohos ben Levi, Vadasim v'Aviram b'nei Eliyav, V'Oyin ben Peles b'nei Ruvain. And Rashi says, Vadasim v'Aviram. Rashi is coming to explain, how did Dasan v'Aviram get involved with Korach? So Rashi explains, B'shvil shah yeshevet Ruvain, Shari b'chani osam teimna, that Shevet Ruvain was on the south side of the encampment of Klal Yisrael. Shochein l'kahos l'bonav, they lived in proximity to Kahos and his children, Hachoinim Teimona, who were also on the south side. Nishtatfum Korach v'machloikus, and that's how they became involved with Korach and his machloikus with Klal Yisrael, because explains Rashi, Oy l'rosha v'oy l'shcheinai. So the Pasha Pshat Rashi is teaching us is that we are influenced by our neighbors. But I saw Reb Chaim Mordechai Katz that tells Rosh Yeshiva in a Sefer Be'er Mechoikik actually says that there's a much deeper understanding to what happened here. The Gemara, Rashi quotes that the Pasuk says, V'yikach Korach losha meshicha. Moshech Rosh Sanhedrin Shebehem B'dvarim. He was able to convince the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Shevet Ruvain, to join with him. Rashi is teaching us that when we speak about the negative influence of neighbors, we don't just think about the negative influence on neighbors, on regular people. An individual who has difficult neighbors will be influenced by those neighbors. What we're learning here, says Rashi, is that even great people will have a difficult time being able to stand up against the negative influence. Because when everybody is being influenced in a negative way, it has to have an effect even on great people. And he brings a fantastic raya. We learned in Parashat Shlach that Moshe Rabbeinu v'yikra Moshe l'shei benun Yeshua ka yoshiacha matzas miraglim. So he explains. Yeshua was the Talmud, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua is the individual that the Torah HaKadosh says, na lo yomish mitoich oil. A person who was completely connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we speak about Yeshua, we certainly speak about a great individual. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu see and feel the need to be mispallel for Yeshua? Couldn't he have been confident that Yeshua will certainly do the right thing? We see from here that when there's a group of people that is doing something inappropriate and you find yourself amongst that group, you could be the greatest person. You could be Yeshua, the individual who eventually led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But that is an influence that you have to be concerned about. And Moshe had to be responsible for them. The Torah is teaching us what Machlokes brings. Machlokes doesn't only affect people who aren't of great stature. Machlokes could affect the greatest people. And in fact, we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Chof, Eiz Machloike Shil Shem Shemayim, Machloike Shamay Vehil. Eiz Machloike Shil Shaloi Shemayim, Zu Machloike Korach V'chol Adosoi. The Mishnah is teaching us that what is the definition of Machloike Shem Shemayim? Machloike of Shamay and Hillel. And Machloike Shaloi Shem Shemayim is Korach V'chol Adosoi. And the Mar V'Shemesh, quoting the Noam Elimelech, asks, what does it say, Korach v'Adosai? It should have said, Korach u'Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Noam Elimelech, even Korach, with his group of people that joined him against Moshe Rabbeinu, weren't all in the same place. They were in a place of machlokes. They didn't all come united and unified. They came with machlokes. And therefore, the machlokes is not just to be viewed as Korach v'Moshe Rabbeinu. But the machlokes is Korach v'Adosai, They weren't united. They weren't unified. And that's perhaps what Rashi also means about the Oyla Rosha Oyla Shechenoi. It doesn't mean necessarily that the Rosha and his neighbor become one and have one opinion. The Rosha brings into that environment, the environment of thinking bad, of acting bad. And that's why it's so important to stay in the right environment. And that's why it's so important, furthermore, that one should be always examining himself and his opinions. Are they according to what the Torah wants? And to make sure that one is on the right track, one has to be perfectly on the right track. The Noam Elimelech says, if we look in that Mishnah we just quoted, when the Mishnah wants to speak about a machloikus shehi l'shem shemayim, it says machloikus of Shammai v'Hillel. And he points out that throughout Shas, whenever we speak about a machloikus of Shammai and Hillel, they're called Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And here we find that they're called Shammai and Hillel. Only Shammai and Hillel, says the Noam Elimelech, can we be confident, had the most perfect intentions in the machloikus. Once it trickled down to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, to the Talmidim and their followers, we already are not so confident that the machloikus was Shehi L'Shem Shemayim. In order for a machloikus to be considered a valid machloikus, one has to be perfectly confident that his intentions are completely pure. Says the Beis Yisrael, how did Korach make this terrible mistake? As Rashi says, V'ikach Korach, Lokach Mekach Ro La'atzma. A person has to realize that what are we here in the world for? We're here to serve Hashem. We're here to create a Kiddush Hashem. Korach made the mistake, and he said, well, I'm from such a great family. I'm from the family that carries the Oren in the Midbar, and therefore, that led him to make a mistake. One, in order to avoid making mistakes, as great as he is, and no matter if he's a Beis Shammai and he's a Beis Hillel, or whether he's a Rosh Sanhedrin, he's a member of the Sanhedrin, all of these wonderful attributes are not sufficient to protect the person from falling into the wrong trap. And the only way that a person can be guaranteed is by constantly reviewing if he's doing the right thing. Because, as the Degel Machna Frayim points out, the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says, Dor HaMidbar Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. The members of Dor HaMidbar who suffered because of the Aver of the Meraglim don't have a share in Olam Haba, as the Pasuk says, but Midbar Hazeh Yutam V'Sham Yimusu. They stay there forever. But then, the Gemara also says that the Adas Korach also have no share in the Olam Haba. So ask the Degel Machna Ephraim, the Korach and his people were from the people of the Dor HaMidbar. And if the Gemara already established that the individuals from the Dor HaMidbar don't have a chelik l'olam haba, why is it necessary to point out that Korach v'Adosoi don't have a chelik l'olam haba? They really don't have a chelik l'olam haba part of the Dor HaMidbar. Why are they being mentioned separately again? Says the Degel Machna Ephraim that even though the Dor HaMidbar was sentenced not to have a share in Olam Haba, there was one group who was an exception to that rule. That was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not participate in the Egel. Shevet Levi didn't participate in all of these terrible situations that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar. So think about Shevet Levi, says the Degel Machna Ephraim. Such great people. The rest of the Dor HaMidbar, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba, and Shevet Levi does. Yet, because Korach lokach mekach ro la'atzmoi and didn't analyze and think about what is he saying and what is he doing and what are the repercussions of what he's saying and doing, he ends up to be in the same place as the Dor HaMidbar, that he remains also in the Midbar. He remains without a share in Olam Haba. A person can be a very great person, but if he doesn't watch who influences him, who are his neighbors, if he doesn't watch and think about what am I doing and what am I thinking, he can end up being as great as Korach, end up in a place where he doesn't have a shir in Olam Haba, he remains in the Midbar forever. Constantly re-examining our actions, constantly re-examining on who has influence on us is the only way to be confident that we are on the proper path.